For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Osher. The state of the fall semester at MU will likely be decided by July 15th or sooner. That date comes from Moon Choi, the UM system president and MU interim chancellor, who made the remark yesterday at a Lunch with a Leader program put on by the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. Choi says MU does not want to make the final decision for whether classes will be held online or in person too soon. As of right now, MU plans for campus to be open fully in the fall, but is still having faculty prepare online course material. Choi also updated the group with current enrollment numbers, which have increased year over year, according to the Columbia Missourian. Choi says those numbers may have to do with stay-at-home orders across the state and country.
Compared to this time last year, we have 1,855 more first-time college students that have registered for the fall term. What's happening is there's a lot of pent-up demand for students who are high school students who've been stuck at home to say, I want to go to college. I want to have that residential experience.
Missouri voters will once again vote on redistricting measures after the State House approved a ballot proposal this week. Missourians voted in 2018 to make partisan fairness and competitiveness top priorities in drawing State House and Senate district lines. The new Republican proposal would shift those to the least important criteria. If approved by voters, the number of people in each House and Senate district could be determined by the number of voters or citizens who live there. Currently, district sizes are based on the total population of the area. Missouri lawmakers have passed a bill to ban the state from doing business with companies that boycott Israel. The State House passed the bill yesterday. The bill is a response to a Palestinian-led boycott movement against Israel. The BDS movement gets its name from its promotion of boycotts, divestment, and sanctions of Israeli institutions and businesses in what Palestine calls a nonviolent campaign against Israeli abuses toward Palestinians. Israel says the campaign masks a deeper goal of delegitimizing and even destroying the country. The Missouri bill requires companies to sign a contract pledging not to boycott Israel in order to do business with Missouri. Columbia College has confirmed that some employees have been furloughed as part of the college's COVID-19 response. The furloughs affect 35 of the college's physical locations, including the main one in Columbia and its online campus. Spokesperson Sam Fleury says the furloughs are indefinite and that they did not include instructors to the best of his knowledge. He did not say how many employees were affected by the furloughs. According to the Columbia Missourian, in February, Columbia College laid off 49 employees across 36 locations, including 25 at the Columbia campus. In Missouri, as of Thursday afternoon, the State Health Department has confirmed 10,317 coronavirus cases and 562 deaths from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. I'm Sam Osher, KBIA News, Columbia.